You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, here we are, 5 minutes past the hour. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really appreciate y'all tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We got Don, my partner in crime, here working the dials as usual. Hasn't quit yet. I know. That's what everybody thought. Everybody thought, we'll make Don work with Dr. Dahlia. You know, he'll leave in 2 weeks. And, no, he's still here. So, I love him. He's not going anywhere. He's like, oh, wait a second. What'd the boss say? Boss loves you. All right. So, apparently a new report just came out saying Obamacare could create a doctor shortage in the U.S. within 10 years. This is a newly released study that finds the United States will need an additional 52,000 primary care doctors by the year 2025, or it will risk a huge shortage of primary care doctors, leaving millions without access. Now, the researchers, this isn't a unipolar type of study. This is bipartisan or neutral or whatever you have, where several institutions, including Georgetown University, Robert Graham Center, Policy Studies and Family Medicine and Primary Care, Washington, D.C., conclude that the possible massive shortage of physicians will likely be the result of an aging population and the passage of the Affordable Health Care Act. Again, nobody's trying to rip on Obama in this, Obamacare in this case. They're just looking at the facts. All right. And these are facts we've been hollering about and griping about for years. And even they're saying we got an issue. They say this change will expand, the Affordable Health Care Act is supposed to expand health insurance coverage to an additional 38 million Americans, which we all believe is not true, because if your employer decides not to buy the health insurance or decides not to hire you, you're going to be uninsured. If you choose to take the tax instead. They say population growth will be the greatest driver of expected increases in primary care utilization. Aging and insurance expansion will also contribute to utilization, but to a smaller extent. Okay, so researchers are warning that the healthcare system is going to be starting to face challenges in the year 2025. Physicians are going to retire as the aging baby boom population begins to emerge. The total number of office visits to primary care doctors is supposed to increase from 462 million in 2008 to 565 million in 2025. They say after incorporating insurance expansion, the U.S. will require nearly 52,000 additional primary care physicians by 2025. Population growth is the biggest driver, accounting for 33,000 additional physicians. 10,000 additional physicians will need to accommodate the aging population. They say insurance expansion will require more than 8,000 additional physicians, or a 3% increase in the current workforce. Now, before Obamacare, the AMA already predicted a shortage in primary care physicians. Now it's being accelerated. Okay, so what's going on with the whole if a student walks into medical school, okay? When I walked into medical school, okay, what was I thinking? Well, when I first went into medical school, I thought I'd be a cardiovascular surgeon. I love surgery. I love to cut. I'm a red. Remember we talked about red, blue, green? All right, I'll talk to you guys about that after in the next segment. But I'm a red with some blue. I mean, I want everybody happy. I want to fix people's problems, but I also want to do something to make it happen. I want to do. So I want to be a surgeon, cardiovascular surgeon all the way. Now, I also wanted a husband. Right, and after dating and being dumped, finally met my husband, and he wanted to marry me, but he was saying, look, how do you have kids? How do we have a family if you're going to be a cardiovascular surgeon? I want you to pursue your dream, but my dream is to be with you. I just want to be married, get the ring on my finger, and have babies, and be a doctor, but I still want to do. So we figured out that if I was a family doctor, I could still do minor surgeries. I could still do ER medicine. which I ended up doing. I worked at an ER in Arizona for a while, two of them, actually. And I realized I could fulfill what I wanted to do medically and still be able to have a family. So as a woman, it was very easy for me to go into family medicine. And family medicine attracts a lot of females, just like pediatrics. But more so, I wanted to be the type of doctor where I could answer anybody's question. Or if something was happening on a plane, I could handle it. Okay, I didn't want to be a neurologist. I didn't want to be a radiologist because if somebody was giving birth, if somebody was seizing, if somebody was in cardiac arrest, even though most radiologists and neurologists know how to handle it, at that time I thought if I was a family doctor, anything that happened on a plane or in the middle of a restaurant, somebody going into SVT, I could slam their head into a bucket full of water and convert them, and I would be able to attack any issue that came up, child, grandma, etc. So I was pretty happy with my choice. Did I realize that family doctors were probably the worst paid, along with pediatricians and internal medicines? I didn't care. Because, again, I grew up poor. So anything was good. Anything was fine. So I go into family medicine, and then I start seeing my friends get sued, right? Because maybe they missed a brain tumor, or they missed a melanoma, or they missed a rectal cancer. And doctors going into primary care realize they are at extremely high risk for lawsuits because they are in charge of everything. Now, do I regret my choice going into family medicine? Absolutely not. Thank God I haven't been sued. Knock on wood. And I get to do what I'm doing now in the media. You know, because I'm a family doctor, I can answer questions on anything in the body. I could take a stab at any of that, you know, because we've had to learn neurology, cardiology, ophthalmology, etc. So I have no regrets. If I wasn't a family doctor, I wouldn't feel like I could do what I'm doing today. But is the field of family practice attractive to people going into medicine? Oh, hell no. Absolutely not. All right. There's no tort reform. There's no real protection against lawsuits. Why would a new student who's going into $200,000 in debt want to take the chance of getting sued the first couple years out? So the doctor shortage, I predict, is going to be bigger. Why Obamacare is going to accelerate it, many of you know. But let's talk more. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. Michael from Albuquerque writes, the news states that doctors have the most to gain with Obamacare being implemented, now that people are going to gain insurance. Why are physicians then complaining and leaving the medical field? I mean, I can't speak for all physicians. I know the AMA had helped support Obamacare, which is why I'm not a part of the AMA anymore. The reason why is, again, remember, and for those of you that missed the first segment, a study came out of Georgetown University and multiple other universities predicting a bigger shortage of doctors than we expected by 2025. And so, when the Affordable Health Care Act had promised we were going to have 35 million people insured, and I apologize if I sound like a broken record, but for those of you new to the show, the reason why many of us doctors don't think that's going to be the case is with the way the legislation is built and constructed, it doesn't just hand everybody insurance. Okay, and they couldn't do that. They tried with the public option, which was a complete cluster in and of itself. But they said, all right, we're going to force employers to insure you or we're going to fine them. And so when employers said, well, to heck with this, we're just not going to hire people. And if we do, if we are going to be blackmailed into providing insurance or being fined, we'll take the fine because it's cheaper. So how are 35 million people getting insurance now all of a sudden? How? Remember, these sound bites that get spewn off by politicians. And by the way, Pelosi is still going to be still going to be the House Minority Leader. She's not stepping down. So we're going to be getting a lot of things spewed from her mouth over the next couple years. You know, they wanted those sound bites. And that's what the news has been talking about, especially the liberal media. 35 million of you are going to get health insurance. Vote for Obama. Don't let Obamacare get retracted or repealed. 35 million of you are going to get health insurance. Well, how? Are you going to qualify for Medicaid? No. Are you going to get rehired? Are you going to get a job? Are you going to get hired as a full-time employee or as a part-time employee? And if you are going to be hired, if the recession starts to recede, is your employer going to go for the fine or is he going to pay for your health insurance? What's he going to do? So where are you as a patient guaranteed that you're going to get the health insurance? So doctors see this, all right? You know, and also you have some doctors that also are going to look at the greater good. I mean, if somebody said, Dahlia, I will guarantee that you're going to get 2,000 more patients next year, I have no problem sacrificing the financial gain for the long-term effect that Obamacare is going to have. Now, many doctors have already been in this business long enough where they're getting burned out. I'm in my 13th year. I love seeing patients. I love being in the room with that patient. I love talking to them. I love diagnosing them. I love giving them good news. I love dealing with the heartache and getting them through the cancer or the heart attack to the point where they are back and functioning and, back in society doing well and remission of cancer. I live for that stuff. I live for it. Once I leave that patient room and I'm in the hallway or I'm behind my desk and I'm dealing with insurance and I'm dealing with government regulation and I'm dealing with these U.S. task force recommendations, I can't stand the field. Can't stand it. Now, there's a time when doctors after a while say, you know what, I can't stand being outside the room more than being inside the room, that I'm done. I'm not making the money I need to. Medicare every now and then comes back and says, can you guys pay us back? That's what the hospitals are suing Medicare for. Medicare comes back years later saying, you guys need to pay us back for certain things we paid you on. At some point, doctors are like, wait a second. A grocery store, you pay for the milk, you leave with the milk, they get to keep the money, nobody asks for the money back. They don't have to expect somebody to come back saying, pay us back for the milk, even though the milk was already taken. And I think a lot of doctors are realizing that they're actually more in peril than they are in terms of financial instability. You know, when we go through our interview for medical school, okay, they train us to, as we interview, to don't say, oh, well, I want to be a doctor for the money. They used to train us, right, to not come up with that stupid answer in our interview. About 20, 30 years ago. Now, they don't have to bring it up. Kids know they're not going to be making a lot of money in medicine, which means when their interviewer asks them, why are you going into medicine? You know, their answer, I want to help people. I want to make a difference. I really love delivering babies. I love, helping people, get through tragedy. I love therapy, et cetera. They have a very honest answer. But you really don't see any more of these students go financial security. I think they know by now. I think they know a lawsuit will wipe you out, just one. I think they know that Obamacare coming into play and controlling how you deliver medicine without the protection of lawsuits if you miss something, I think they know. Which means we may have a breed of doctors that are really altruistic, truly altruistic, going into this field. But there's going to be less. Why take on a $200,000 debt and take on the risk of losing your practice or even be up on criminal charges if one of your patients dies? Why take that risk anymore? There's tons of other ways to help people. Go into business, go into law, and then work with a lot of charities. volunteer at a hospital. There's a lot of other ways that are safer to help people. So you're going to see less and less people want to become doctors. You're going to see more people want to leave the field, hands down. Now, what am I talking about, doctors going to jail? Well, the Conrad Murray case, that was kind of a no-brainer. All right, Conrad Murray giving a Michael Jackson propofol was ridiculous. And we don't know what he was thinking and why was he giving propofol in his house. Oh, by the way, there's a doctor that gave his wife propofol. He's being tried right now so she would pass out so he could have sex with her. There's a case going on now with that. I'll try to find that case. What are doctors doing with propofol at their house? I just don't get that. But there was a case we talked about a while back where there was a radiologist who was told, here's basically the story. Man comes into the emergency room with a kidney stone. The ER doc calls the urologist to take care of the case. Urologist comes in and says, okay, we're going to order an IVP. IVP is where I had that done when I had my kidney stone. They inject IV dye into you. The IV dye goes through the blood. Then it goes through the kidneys. The kidney filters it. And the IV dye then goes into the ureters, bladder, etc. And they're able to see, you know, if there's a stone. Because the IV dye will be blocked where the stone is. It's a test that used to be mainstream done, gold standard 20 years ago. But we've been doing CAT scans ever since. ER doc had ordered a CAT scan. The urologist said no. I want to do old school. The radiologist calls the ER going, wait a second, what do you guys want me to do? ER doc says, I'm out of it. The urologist has taken over. Urologist goes, do the IVP. The radiologist goes, you want me to do an IVP? That's old school. We usually do CAT scan. The urologist goes, I'm in charge now. I want the IVP. I'm the urologist. Radiologist goes, okay, I'll do it. So when he injects the IV dye into the patient, the patient goes into a complete anaphylactic shock, goes into renal failure, and he dies. Case goes to court. ER doc was off the case. ER doc was out of it, so he didn't get reprimanded at all. And he was out of it. You know, he called the urologist. He went on to deal with a gunshot wound or whatever else was happening to the ER. He did right. Patient had a kidney stone, got the urologist involved. The urologist didn't get in trouble. Maybe just a slap on the wrist. The radiologist got nailed. Radiologist caught in a multi-million-dollar lawsuit because the jury, you know, found that, well, the radiologist is a doctor. He's not a puppet. He was the one that injected the dye. He should have known better and gone against the urologist orders. I don't know why the urologist had a better attorney, I guess. The urologist had a better attorney than the radiologist, but it didn't stop there. The family was so mad at this radiologist for ordering and doing the IVP that they decided to start a criminal case for manslaughter. Luckily for the radiologist, the criminal charges were not able to be pursued to the degree that they could have, and he avoided jail time. Now, when a young kid in undergrad hears that him performing an extremely common test could cause somebody to die and throw his rear end in jail, what is going to incentivize him to go into the field? And now you throw on top of Obama, on top of all this, we got Obamacare with Sebelius going to give us standards. We're going to have non-doctors giving doctors standards. We're in trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. I'll tell you guys what to prepare for and how to prepare. And then we'll get to some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, on the Facebook page, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget that we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Go to my website to check that out. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. We have a great rate secured, and you're going to learn a lot, and you're going to see amazing parts of Alaska, beautiful cities. You need to get that checked out and see if you could come with us. We're going to have a great time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with this report this week saying there are going to be at least 50,000 plus deficit in doctors by the year 2025, and we predict even higher as it accelerates now that Obamacare is going forward, what do you do as a patient? You know, what do you do to make sure that you have access? You know, again, the reason why Obamacare was passed is to gain access to doctors, hopefully lowering insurance costs, hopefully allowing patients to acquire insurance. I don't know if these state-run exchanges are going to come up with inexpensive insurance. I don't know if the states are going to be able to expand Medicaid to the degree that they need to. And I don't think employers are going to purchase the health insurance like they're supposed to. Hence, I really don't see 35 million Americans getting insurance. I see a few more million Americans getting insurance, which will be nice. You know, one of you had written, why are you doctors complaining? You're going to make money on this. And I said, like I said, for the greater good, I don't mind sacrificing whatever extra money I'm supposedly supposed to make because I see what's happening in the long haul. Now, we predicted that doctors would leave. We already knew that doctors were leaving the field because insurance companies were paying $2.42 for an office visit. And if the patient wasn't paying their $30 copay, the doctors were going broke. So especially primary care doctors, your primary care doctors, your internists, your pediatricians are the worst paid doctors. And unfortunately, those are the ones that are going to be the big 52,000 primary care doctors are leaving. We're not even talking about your surgeons and your cardiologists and your gastroenterologists and your neurologists. All right. One thing Obamacare wants to do is limit the amount of funding being spent and dollars being spent, and they are going to curb referrals. So if you think your patient needs to see a cardiologist or a gastroenterologist or a neurologist or a nephrologist for the kidneys, they are going to, quote unquote, penalize for multiple referrals, which means your specialists now are going to feel the pinch. And the specialists are going to probably change fields. Now, maybe this was all planned. Maybe the writers of Obamacare, I can't see how this was all planned because they didn't have enough time to even write the bill. It was done, I think, over a weekend. So I don't see how they had all this time to plan. But, you know, you could see where the change could occur. If specialists get the screws because of Obamacare, because they're going to want the family doctors to do it all and not refer to save money because specialists order expensive tests, supposedly, quote unquote, then specialists are going to find themselves in a huge financial bind. And then specialists may say, well, tech with this, all the business is where the family doctors are going. Yet, I don't see that happening. I see specialists saying, to heck with this, I'm leaving. So not only are we going to see a shortage of family doctors, we're going to see a shortage of specialists, hands down. So what do you do? Okay, well, one is, if there's anything you've needed and you've been putting off for a while, get done now. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. If you've been putting off that hysterectomy, if you've been putting off that knee replacement, if your kidneys have been a little weak and you've been putting off checking in with the nephrologist, I would say to do it. If you've had early emphysema and you've been told, you know, have your lungs looked at, see if there's some inhalers you could go on, get a good evaluation for allergy testing, and you said, no, I'm too busy, I'll wait till 2013, I don't know if that's the most wise. Whatever you need to get done now, get it done. Okay? That would be my recommendation. I'm kicking myself for not doing the surgery I needed to get done. I had an umbilical hernia. It really wasn't bothering me. I had no issue, so I didn't do anything years ago. All of a sudden, it starts to bother me now. I decide to do it now, but now we have a $10,000 deductible on our health insurance, whereas my insurance a couple years ago was a hell of a lot better. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. Next is find a doctor that you are extremely happy with who appears to be happy with status quo. And hopefully that doctor, if that doctor seems to at all be disillusioned and upfront with you saying, I don't know how much longer I could last, you may want to slowly start finding a doctor that you think will be in it for the long haul. All right. Now, I'm not saying leave your doctor who's against Obamacare by any means. No, no, no. I mean, those doctors actually are probably some of the smartest people because they see what's coming ahead. They're probably very intelligent people and you got yourself a smart doctor. But sit down with them and say, you know, if there is going to be a shortage of doctors, if you leave, where do I go? Who would you suggest will take me on? Now, I've talked to you guys about that. The biggest group of doctors that I think will stay put will be your geriatricians. Now that we have the older population, the baby boomers, coming into full force with their Medicare, your geriatricians are probably going to stay put because this is their bread and butter. They deal with seniors. And I don't think you're going to go wrong. I doubt any of the geriatricians will leave unless Medicare completely goes bust. So that may be a good doctor for the seniors to look into. As for everybody else, like I said, you may want to go and find the new doctors that are graduating. These new doctors starting to practice, they're going to be open to patients. They're not going to be closing their doors to new patients and most likely will still stay on Medicare as well. And, you know, just make a lot of phone calls. All right, and hopefully you get in with somebody. I just met a patient who is very concerned because she's going to be going on Medicare in 6 months, and none of her doctors are going to be taking Medicare in 6 months. And she's like, what do I do in 6 months? This is something, don't wait till 6 months. Start looking ahead and planning now. Now, what would the government do? If all these doctors are leaving, would they say, oh, we were wrong, let's repeal Obamacare? No, 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 no. We are falling right into the government's hands. This is exactly what the government wants. The government is going to be ecstatic, okay? Because they get to bring back the public option. I know I sound like a broken record, but in a few years, they're going to say, look, guys, doctors are leaving. Doctors are leaving. We need to take over, and we need to have mid-levels involved. So we're going to hire the nurse practitioners. We're going to hire the PAs. Kathleen Sebelius and her panels with Obamacare are going to offer these guys guidelines. They do not have to deal with physicians now and consult them. They'll deal with us. Kathleen Sebelius will give them guidelines. We're going to go by the United States Task Force, and antibiotics will only be given out sparingly. Mammograms will be prescribed once in a blue moon. Pap smears one every 3 years. PSAs, no need to do. And whatever the task force recommends, these PAs and nurse practitioners that we hire will administer the care. Now you have access. Now, I love mid-levels. I am blessed to have two amazing mid-levels, Amanda and Heather, that have been working with me for years. They are damn good. But they're damn good because they're allowed to use their minds. They're damn good because they're allowed to think. They're damn good because they're allowed to consult with me and MD. They are phenomenal that we work together as a team approach to give the patients the best care. They're not listening to government. And I would hate to see how somebody practices that has to listen to the government. So that's where medicine's going, people. So I know you think, oh, Dr. Dahlia's on complaining about Obamacare. It's not me. This is a report coming out of some pretty big, you know, research institutions and universities saying we're going to be in trouble with primary care doctors leaving, accelerated now by Obamacare. And they're 100% right. Okay, when we come back, diabetes is getting missed in children. We need to spend a heck of a lot more time overseeing what's going on with diabetes. We're also going to talk about how it looks like yelling at your kids and punishing your kids could put you at risk for heart disease and asthma later in life. And because your kids hate you, they won't take care of you. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, on the Facebook page, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget that we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Go to my website to check that out. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. We have a great rate secured, and you're going to learn a lot, and you're going to see.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a study came out saying parents who smack their children or shout at them have greater risks of health problems later in life, including cancer. Now, do not show your kids this because they're going to be like, oh, now my mom is going to be afraid to yell at me. I yell at my kids all the time. I don't smack them, but I do yell at them. I yell at them. That's why I'm always hoarse. You know, I'm not hoarse because I do radio 3 hours a day. I'm hoarse because I yell and scream at the kids all the time. They just, you know, if I say, please, kids, you know, can you stop fighting? Nothing happens. Kids, stop fighting, please. It doesn't work. Kids! Yeah, and then, what, Mom, why are you yelling? You on your period? Oh, then I really get mad. Okay, they say scientists say those who hit or raise their voices at youngsters expose them to the risk of developing cancer, heart disease, and risk. Oh, wait a second. Are we exposing youngsters to cancer risk? Ah, this isn't even for the parents. This is saying that the child is going to have increased risk of cancer because of increased risk of stress. They say the increased stress levels caused biological changes within an individual leads to health problems. Psychologists from Plymouth University and published in the Journal of Behavioral Medicine, Dr. Professor Michael Hyland led the study. They said early life stress in the form of trauma and abuse is known to create long-term changes. Uh-oh, my dad used a belt. I'm in trouble. What they did is they researched 700 people in Saudi Arabia, 250 of whom were healthy, but another 150 who each had asthma, cancer, or cardiac risk. Participants were asked whether and how often they had been physically or verbally punished as children. Those who had cancer were 1.7 times more likely to have been beaten as a child compared to the healthy sample. Those with cardiac disease were 1.3 times more likely, and those with asthma, 1.6 times more likely. See, I want to apologize. I remember seeing a study years ago saying parents who spank their kids are more at stress. They yell. They're the ones that are more prone to getting disease. This study is the first that I've seen where the child that's getting yelled at. I mean, well, what child doesn't get yelled at? That's crazy. Apparently, 50% of children worldwide are getting spanked or having some sort of smack being done when they are being punished. In Sweden, corporal punishment was banned in 1976, and since then, almost 30 countries have brought in similar legislation. In many countries, including the UK, corporal punishment is banned in schools, but not the home. Yeah, that was another thing. We used to get spanked in schools. Dolly, come up to the front. I'm like, oh, what did I do now? Come up to the front. You're getting spanked. I hated getting spanked in front of the classroom. Did you guys get spanked? They did that 30 years ago. You'd have to go up front. Now, of course, you know, your friends are giggling. You come back and you're giggling. I mean, I never cried. They never hit you hard enough to cry. It was more, you know, embarrassment. I only once had to wear a dunce cap. The dunce cap was already kind of being phased out, but we were being spanked. Spanked with paddles, cane, bat, they used whatever up front. So we were spanked in classrooms. Now, I wasn't worried about getting spanked by the teacher. What I was worried is my parents found out. If my parents found out that I got spanked in class, they would do the job right, they said. And so that's why I was more worried. That's where I start to panic. So, studies have shown, honestly, the spanking doesn't help. You know, when you have a kid, you could yell and scream and spank. It doesn't help. What works with kids is unpredictability. You know, my kids, they know me like the back of my hand. They know exactly what my listeners know. Oh, Dolly's going to talk about Obamacare at about 9:54 a.m. I mean, you guys already have me lit. You know, right? My kids do too. That's why unpredictability or the element of surprise is what works. Okay? Let's say your kid, has been a jerk to you and you say no computer. You're not going to play computer. He's like, yeah, fine. Take that computer out of the room. Take the computer out of the room, stick it outside, right, with a sign on it saying, take me. I was Brock, let's say. My son's name is Brock. I lost it. I was a smartass to my mom. Take it. I don't get a computer anymore. You know, so now, I mean, unfortunately, now all their schoolwork has to be done on a computer. I thought it was ridiculous that I'd have to actually purchase a computer for my kids. But, you know, just something that they just wouldn't expect. I told you, when my kid was mouthing off, same kid, Brock, I love that kid, but he probably has a attitude problem and it doesn't fear me at all. Was in the car going, I want a new mommy. Right when he was younger, 4 or 5 years old. I go, really, you want a new mommy? Yeah. I don't want you as my mom anymore. I go, fine, see ya. I slammed on the brakes. I told him to get the hell out of the car. You know, he at first kind of giggled and said, no, I don't mean it. I drove some more. Then he did it again. And I thought it was funny. I'm like, okay, no, I'm not joking. So I get him out of the car. And I just push him towards one of the neighbor's house, and I go find them as your mommy. And I drove off, and I, you know, put the rearview mirror so I could see, and you see him just bolt after my car, just running after my car, going, Mom. But that wasn't expected. Another time he acted up. Why is it the same kid? He acted up. And he goes, you know what? My friend's mommy is much nicer. I go, good, go to them, go, leave. I open the door and I kick him out of the house and I lock the door. And then he knocks on the door and I'm thinking he wants to come back. And he goes, I need a compass and I need my clothes. I go, no, the new mommy will get that to you. You want a new mommy? Go to her. Bye. See ya. And I close the door. And then, of course, you know, I watch him, you know, because, you know, I'm his mommy. And he sits there outside and he stands there outside and he's starting to get a little cold, right? So he knocks on the door going, I want to come back in. I go, you gonna show some respect? Yeah. Comes back in. And then, you know, you could see him just kind of look at me like, I got him this time. Now, that's not going to work all the time because if I have a teenager, they'll run. But you see, it has to be something unpredictable. He saw I had no problem kicking his butt out of the house. No problem at all. See ya. I am going to be completely fine without you. I'm busy. I got things to do. I got to go work on my show. See ya. I'm not going to put up with this. I got things to do. And, you know, sometimes the unpredictability will work. One of my patients was having a lot of problems with her son, you know, who was doing drugs, et cetera. And nothing she could say or yell or scream at him would work. So she took him to kind of a scary part of town for him. And she kicked him out and had him just start walking home from there. Right? And she drove around. She watched him on the sidewalk. And it scared him. It really scared him. She goes, this is where you're going to be living later. You might as well get used to it. Right? And, you know, you saw, you know, people passed out on the sidewalk who were drunk and whatnot. And, you know, he asked to get back in the car. And she said that was probably a turning point for him. Now, again, you got to be careful, you know, because, I mean, you know, you don't want them abducted or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes just do something that they would never expect you to do. Right? See ya. And once they realize they have no idea what you're going to do, that is more scary than them knowing what their worst punishment is. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's National Diabetes Day, and they are reminding us to get our children checked for diabetes. If our kids are obese, they could be at risk for type 2 diabetes. If they're getting skinny and they're always thirsty, they could be at risk for type 1 diabetes. Apparently, hundreds of kids each year are not being diagnosed with diabetes when they should be. And many doctors and many parents don't think about ordering blood work on kids because they think the kid's going to freak out, they're going to cry, they're going to panic. I think it's going to be worse when they have to get insulin shots. So, you know, we've made you aware of what to do with diabetes. We talk about diabetes all the time, but signs of diabetes in either a kid or an adult is always being thirsty, urinating a lot, could be very tired, weight loss, weight gain, dizziness, craving different foods, overeating sugary foods, a variety of different things kids may do that don't seem to be what adults would think are diabetic symptoms. You know, don't blow it off. I think a blood test, you know, they're even recommending 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds. If there's high cholesterol in the family, get that, run blood tests on the kid. There's a way you could do it that's less painful. You could get this Embla cream, lidocaine cream that you could put on an hour before, put a Band-Aid on. That'll help with the prick part of it. But I'm a huge fan of blood tests in kids. I think it's a great idea. Hey, that could be their punishment. All right, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.